the campaign.
The worst hurricane response
heats up.
But you've been the person holding the office.
Come on.
Madam
you
Vice
and I
President,
both know what I'm talking about.
I actually
about.
Don't. What are you talking about?
Every move, every breaking event.
I get the right spin on the sky.
This is News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Ah, yes. One of my favorite times of the day.
You're going to take
o'clock.
A nap?
9 o'clock stretch. Oh, I'm going to stretch.
The second most part of popular part of your day.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, let's not categorize.
Oh, okay.
Let's not name them in order of...
importance there in priority? Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
But you're close. Good morning and welcome. It's 9:07. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top stories, CNN. They host a Kamala town hall, then basically pull the carpet out from under her afterwards and slam her for her non-answers. And, well, wow. Her just, you know, and this is, there's all these swing voters hinging, watching to make a determination. You know, they could be leaning one way or another. She didn't address anything in any level of effectiveness or honesty, and they all basically panned her performance, which they should have. It's just a rare glimpse of quasi-honesty out of CNN. We'll get more into that, but right now we've got Alachua County Sheriff's Office spokesperson Art Forgy in the house. Good morning, Art. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Bob.
Let's kick it off with the DEA drug take back. When and why?
Yeah, and I've heard the commercials on your station mm-hmm. here promoting it. We're going to do it Saturday, this coming Saturday. We have two locations, the Senior Center here in Gainesville and also the UF Health Urgent Care over on Southeast 20th Street. The Senior Center will be from 9 to 1. UF Health will be 10 to 2. And many times a family will have a loved one that passes away mm-hmm. and they have lots of medication, don't know what to do with it. It's not safe to flush it. It's not safe to have it around. It may be diverted. So this gives everyone a safe place to dispose of maybe something they're not taking anymore or medications from a loved one, and keeps it out of our environment, keeps it out of bad guys' hands, and a good thing for the community to participate in.
And drug addicted people can look like very normal people, but they could, be inside your home at some point, and that is going to be something they're going to look for.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah.
Look in your medicine cabinets, everything.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's a good idea. When is it again? This Saturday?
Yes, this Saturday.
Okay. All right, good deal there. Three arrested after a car chase.
Yeah, imagine that. Occurred early Saturday morning, and it was actually a tip. The Gilchrist County Sheriff's Office called over reporting a dangerous driver that was reported to them but was going out of county. Our deputies see it, try to initiate a traffic stop. It exceeds speeds of 100 miles an hour.
Wow.
Turns north, goes up 241. We're able to stop stick the vehicle, flatten all four tires, rolls to a stop in the ditch. And two occupants jump out and flee. One stays in the car. One of those occupants, when he jumped out and fled, threw a gun.
Mm.
And then there was another gun thrown a little earlier in this. So two guns, two 18-year-olds and a 19-year-old charged with various crimes. The two that fled were eventually located after perimeter, and they have been arrested and taken to Emory Ganey's Hotel.
Was the K-9 units involved at all?
Yes, the K-9 units, Air One, several different people that were involved with it.
Yeah, because you say three arrested after car chase. I'm like, there's only one person driving, and then you clearly explained why they all got arrested.
Yes, yes.
And by the way, you have to be, 21 to have a handgun, right?
Yeah, and this just goes to show you, I mean, obviously, this is a little bit different, but when Sheriff Ganey came into office, recognized the amount of gun crimes and gun violence, especially among the youth going on in our community, he reached out to the state attorney, reached out to the Gainesville police. Our state and federal partners formed up a group that's going to combat gun crimes and combat this violence and take those illegal firearms that are stolen or in the hands of people that shouldn't have them off the street. And it has been highly successful. successful.
They already got a couple hundred or something, didn't
they? Yeah, over a couple of hundred guns.
That's a lot.
You know, just Sheriff Ganey recognizing that problem and putting this together and having the success that it does speaks volume about his forward thinking.
Should everybody stay home for this next one? Apparently, it's National Teen Driver Safety Week.
Yeah, and here's my chance to plug the Teen Driver Challenge. Mm-hmm. We actually have one coming up Saturday, and people can email teendriver@acso.us to sign up for that. We still have openings, and this is held out on the driving pad at the Santa Fe's police school out mm-hmm. off of 39th Avenue, the Institute of Public Safety. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's taught by certified deputy driving instructors. They'll experience everything from, you know, running two tires off the road, and many times people overcorrect. They'll learn how to do that safely, how to come back onto the roadway. They'll learn all kinds of skills that will pay dividends to them.
Driving on two wheels, do they cover that?
They don't cover that.
What about the?
We hope they stay off them.
What about the Jim Rockford turnaround? You know, where you go in reverse and then you
J turn.
Well, I call it the Rockford.
Jim Rockford, but it's a J turn.
Oh, J turn for Jim. Jim Rockford.
Actually, we teach them how to correct in skids and things like that. So yeah, that's a part of it. We don't teach them how to do it. We teach them how to correct should they experience that.
I know. You're not teaching them bad things.
Bob wants the other class. That's what he wants.
Oh, I...
Don't say anything that can come... You got law enforcement
agencies. I wrote the book.
We need to have Bob come out and participate.
I wrote the book on driving school. I should get a PhD. Let's not go there.
I'll invite you out. Hey, when we're having driver training, pit training, all that kind of stuff, come on out and try your hand at it.
Yeah, when I outdrive all the cops and they all hate me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Then you're on the bad list.
It's called the Tom Brady effect, you know?
That and your tinted windows, you don't have a chance.
Yeah, I think they'd look at it as a local celebrity and roll the red carpet out.
Oh, by the way, the tinted window thing, hello? They don't do, I guess my big mouth, they don't pull anybody over for it anymore.
See what you started?
Yeah. I guess I did. Sorry. Juvenile relations deputies doing extra traffic work this week. What is that about?
Yeah, our juvenile relations deputies are those deputies that are assigned to schools in the county. And this is National School Bus Safety Week also. And so they are out early in the mornings. They're monitoring bus stops to make sure that motorists are stopping for the school buses when they're loading and unloading, and in the evenings they're going out and monitoring those too. So they're tasked with looking at the overall safety of because it is bus safety week, of the kids on the bus in the mornings and the evenings, plus their school duty sandwiched in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty hard to miss a school zone, so yeah, people need to really pay attention, and you're not supposed to be on your phone at all going through a school zone.
Yeah, hands-free on your phone in a school zone or a construction zone. And those fines are quite expensive if you don't.
13-year-old arrested for school shooting threats.
Happened this week, and this is nothing to play with. We have stressed and stressed and stressed. Parents, talk to your kids about this. He made a threat to shoot a classmate, shoot up a school. It is not a joke. It is something we should be talking to our children about. We acted quickly. We have zero tolerance for this, and he was quickly arrested.
Good, good. And you've got to punish him, and it's maybe a sad scenario, but you've got to do it. You're wasting resources. Somebody else, there could be a serious crime or something taking place, and
absolutely,
all the resources are going to that, what they think could be a possible shoot scenario. So yeah, you got to be tough on that one, and I know that's been kind of a headache, hasn't it?
It has been, and until the parents start talking with their children and stressing the importance of not doing this, not making these threats that they probably have no intention to carry out, but they possibly could.
It's a can't. Yeah, it's a, you can't go there.
You've got to talk to your kids. You have got to let them know that it's not a joke. It's not funny, and we are going to take it serious.
It is 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Thank you so much, Art Forgy, Alachua County Sheriff's Office, keeping us informed and everything that's going on in law enforcement in the area. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
All right. Stay safe. 30 minutes away from things that make you smile and... J.D. Vance. Is he the weird one? Details on that coming up. 97.3 The Sky.
Sean Hannity.
This is what they're writing about. Trouser suits are Kamala Harris's power dressing uniform.
3 weekdays.
I don't care what she wears on stage. I care about her radicalism.
On News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
You okay? Are you having a stroke?
That's the best I could do for... You know, I haven't done that since I was a little kid.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Who didn't do their own Tarzan impression?
That was Johnny Weissmuller who did that.
Yep.
Former Olympic gold swimmer.
9:21 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Not Johnny Weissmuller, but Ron Ely.
Yeah, yeah.
Who also played Tarzan. He did it on TV.
Yeah, it's all blonde, dude.
For a few years, yeah. He has passed away at the age of 86. Now, this happened in late September, but apparently the family has just really, I guess, passed on the information. They confirmed that he passed away peacefully in what they were giving at the time as an emotional tribute. And, it was back in the 60s in his TV show, Tarzan. And he was tall and had muscles, but I mean, you know, you can tell the difference between him and Johnny Weissmuller. But I remember that watching it as a kid. It might have been in reruns or whatever, but Tarzan was a fictional character raised in the African jungle, portrayed in different movies and television series over the years. And he was originally from Texas, and he was offered the gig after former NFL linebacker Mike Henry quit when he was bitten in the jaw by a chimp. Yeah. He also played the title character in the 1975 action film Doc Savage, The Man of Bronze. And he also hosted the Miss America pageant in 1980 and 81. And he also later married former Miss Florida Valerie Lundeen. And they had 3 children together, Kirsten, Caitlin, and Cameron. And the reason I'm telling you this story is because he retired from acting in 2001 to focus on family.
Oh.
He decided to stop working. He was doing some stuff as an author. He said, I could be with the kids all through school, be able to attend their sports and stuff. But in 2019, his wife Valerie was found dead at home from multiple stab wounds. Ooh. And, you know, in a nice area they lived near Santa Barbara. Well, she was killed age 62 by their son, Cameron.
That's awful.
Who was 30 at the time.
Wow.
And apparently, Ron Ely was home during the incident, and cops fatally shot Cameron at the scene. And then I guess there was a whole legal thing after that. But, you just never know what other... tragedies and things like that.
That's crazy.
Within the family, all you think about is, hey, here's this good-looking actor who, you know, had that great role and, mm-hmm. you know, also enjoyed, you know, family and
married
family
to
life.
A beauty queen. The whole got your family. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's...
You don't know. You don't know what's going on.
Appreciate what you have and appreciate every day as it comes. It's all a blessing if you look at it that way, for sure. Mm-hmm. All right. So you remember how... The Democrats, and, you know, they try so many things, like trying to present J.D. Vance as somehow weird.
I know.
You remember that?
Yes.
And it was like...
That didn't last long
either. Well, but it goes in line with what I'm saying. They call you what they are.
Oh.
And so Tim Walz, I mean, come on.
Enough said.
I mean, there's just something odd about... Forget all of politics. There's something... weird about that guy. That's how I would describe him.
There is.
Well, of course, the lefties get out in front of it.
Mm.
And they go, J.D. Vance, he's a little weird. Because he came from tough, meager upbringing? Or because he was a Marine? Or because he turned his service in the country into a college education and ended up at Harvard? Is that...
Sounds
part of the weirdness.
Sounds more like the American dream.
It kind of does.
An opportunity.
Yeah.
Taking advantage of opportunity.
Well, you know what? If Harris and Walz get a 4-year term, there won't be. The American dream will become weird because it'll be so rare.
A lot of us will be running around with no shoes on.
Yeah. Is that another Tarzan reference?
Oh, no.
Okay, just making sure.
No.
So anyway, he was on a podcast. Theo Von.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah, a podcast called This Past Weekend. And he even said on it, they were laughing. They were just having a great time.
Yeah.
And he said, this guy's supposed to be weird. He's like the most normal, down-to-earth guy.
That's awesome.
At least that was one podcast viewer said.
Yeah.
Virtually every comment on Von's YouTube video shows the comedian's fans expressing their shock, really shock, to discover that Vance is, in fact, a normal guy.
Imagine that.
And the reason why that's a shock is because, depending on where you get your information and news, mm-hmm. they really bought the idea that somehow he's a weirdo. But, of course, never looked past that.
Right.
You know, contrary to the narrative that the Harris-Walz campaign had been pushing out about Trump's running mate for months, I can't believe I was told this guy was weird. Most normal. I've ever heard talk. These are several viewers that were commenting. And people say JD is weird. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. He's the most normal, chill dude I've ever heard. We were gaslighted to think that this guy is weird. I'm only 20 minutes in to watching this, and he seems like such a chill guy.
I think he's awesome. I think he's awesome.
Yeah. Which is another layer of this whole thing. If there are a lot, well, it doesn't matter if there are a lot. This is a significant election of our lifetime, and the margins, no matter what, are probably going to be slim. I hope it's a Trump landslide.
Yeah.
But generally, these things have been very, very tight. And if there's people still, you know, sitting on the fence, waiting on the fence, think about it this way. And first of all, you have to really delve into the candidates and not just get all the information from, you know, the mainstream media. And when you do that, you're going to say, okay, well, should the unthinkable occur, and who's ever in office is succeeded by the second, you know, I think it becomes maybe clearer to some.
Ooh.
Tim Walz or J.D. Vance.
Can you imagine Walz as president?
But that's only if you know that J.D. Vance, what a great person he is.
What a contrast.
They tried to paint some sort of picture caricature and tried to label him as weird. It's like, again, who comes up with this stuff? Really? I just pray that it doesn't work, that the American people are a little brighter than the Democrat operatives give them credit for. I pray it. Thank you, Lord. It is 9:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. And in 15 minutes, we'll do things that make you smile. So start thinking about some upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts. You can do it. 97.3 The Sky.
The 2024 election.
It's going to start right here.
Counting down.
In the home stretch.
To Election Day on The Sky.
And every vote matters.
9.
November 5th.
Liberation Day.
8. No guardrails.
7. Keep men out of women's sports.
6. Paying their fair share.
5. Spending money like drunken sailors.
4. Hired playbook.
3. You're fired.
2.
Let's handle November, shall we?
1.
Counting down to Election Day with updates every half hour. Breaking news at once. News Talk 97.3.
Are you starting to feel a little bit of the week's stress? Slowly maybe lift off your back just a little bit. I know. Still got a few things to do. It's going to be all right. I want to be chill like J.D. Vance. I want to be the most chill guy.
You wish you were that cool.
I'm voting for a fascist pig. A fascist pig. Yeah, Joy Behar. I don't like Trump. He calls people names.
Wait a minute. What was she doing?
I don't like Trump. He calls people names.
While she was calling him a name.
Well,
okay.
I mean,
yeah.
She said that a long time ago.
That's true.
She didn't like him because he called people names, but now she's calling him a fascist pig. I mean,
that's not a
pigs
nice...
are relatively smart in the animal world.
Absolutely.
So, okay. All right. Well, maybe that's not too bad.
Yeah.
All right. Good morning. Welcome. 9:37. The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. We keep on chugging along. Whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
We just do it. All right? What was I looking for? Mm-hmm. Had the J.D. Vance thing. He was on a podcast. Everybody's like, because these are younger folks that, you know, aren't necessarily paying attention to a regular news cycle. And so they get a lot of information left to center, YouTube, TikTok, Snapchat, things like that. And they were shocked, literally shocked about how normal, how chill, what a cool guy, what a down-to-earth guy. Because all they heard about J.D. Vance from the mainstream media was that he was weird. Mm. So I guess it's good that, you know, there's some people that got the message that hadn't already, but what about all the ones that still, that's what they think, and they won't look into it any deeper. It's kind of sad. Haunted Trail. Ooh, scary. Yep, my friend Dan DeMarco. And actually, it was his daughter's idea to put on a one-mile haunted hike as a fundraiser for Soldiers Freedom Outdoors in the Melrose Keystone area. It'll be worth the drive. They'll be raising funds for veterans and active duty military. I mean, that's what they do at Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. So you got to take in the Haunted Trail. And it starts tonight, 7:30. And then it'll be going on Friday and Saturday starting at 8 for a haunting good time. Ooh. Going to be around a haunted lake.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. For more information, you can go to soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org. Thank you in advance. A Muslim American Democrat was removed from Kamala Harris's rally in Michigan without being given a reason amid increased tensions between the Democrat Party and Muslim Americans. Ahmed Ghanem, a former congressional candidate, claimed in a video on X that he was kicked out of the rally in Royal Oak, Michigan on Monday, noting that Harris staffers did not, quote, want to provide any reason, unquote, for why he was being kicked out.
Hmm.
In the video, he compared how in 2016, Muslims were kicked out of former President Donald Trump's rallies, and now they were being kicked out of Harris's rallies. He added that while he was kicked out of Harris's rally, Trump was meeting with Muslim leaders.
Wow.
Hello, everyone. He begins. My name is Ahmed A.G. Ghanem, and I am a former congressional candidate here in Oakland County, Royal Oak, Michigan. I live 5 minutes away from here. I came here to attend the rally for Vice President Harris. I went through security. They got my name. They got me my seat. Then after 10 minutes, the staffers for Harris came out and kicked me out of the venue, and I asked, why are you kicking me out? I didn't do anything. They didn't want to provide any reason. He continued to add that he was threatened by Harris staffers who said they'd have him arrested and the police brought in if he didn't move. He said, I didn't have any logos or signs or anything on me. I'm just dressed normally. I was just sitting there like anyone else was. And out of the people sitting there, I think about 200 were sitting there at the time. They picked me up and told me, come with us, and threw me out.
Wow.
And he compared that again to, President Trump's rally. And the Harris campaign issued a statement to the Detroit Metro Times. They regretted this action and its impact on Dr. Ghanem.
Wow.
And the community.
Oh, my goodness.
Adding that he was welcome at future events. Oh,
I'm sure he is, now that everybody knows about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Once someone tells you, get out of my house,
I'll
come back anytime.
Yeah. Maybe not.
The campaign was swiftly informed by Engage Action of yesterday's incident, looked into it. Harris campaign said in the statement, our campaign regrets this action and its impact to Dr. Ghanem and the community. He's welcome at future events. We value our relationship with the Muslim American community and are committed to ensuring all community and political spaces are welcoming and respectful to every American. Well, you say that after the fact. And what they really mean, we value our relationship. Just be honest. We value your vote. We value your vote. We need your vote. Sorry. Sorry that we kicked this guy out.
Yeah.
Trump has actually seen an increase in support from the Arab American community and has received endorsements from Arab American politicians, such as the Hamtramck mayor. As Arab Americans have become increasingly unhappy with how the Biden administration has handled the war between Israel and Hamas. All right, so that is going to be interesting, because I think her pick for VP, Tim Walz, was not the best pick. She should have picked Shapiro, the governor out of Pennsylvania. But I think there was a sensitivity within the campaign to say, well, he's Jewish. He's Jewish. Mm-hmm. And they didn't want to upset. They're like, you know, Palestinian related
right.
folks in, especially around the Detroit area, quite a concentration there. So, but in the long run, but look, I mean, I hope it's all, you know, I hope it's all failure that they can, you know, go back and learn from somewhere else, you know, like not in the Capitol, not in the White House.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. What? Kamala Harris under fire for accepting campaign cash from Chinese auto executive with ties to the Chinese Communist Party.
What is it with all these Democrat politicians and the Chinese? My goodness.
I think it goes something like this.
Yeah?
Money, money, money.
Oh, okay.
Money.
That explains
money,
it.
Money, money. Okay.
It does.
Yeah, officials from Driving Force Action Pack wrote to Harris on October 11th. We're deeply concerned about the reported $50,000 in political contributions your campaign received from Stella K. Lai, a Chinese national and senior executive at BYD, a Chinese electric vehicle company with close ties to the CCP, a company identified as a national security threat. On par with Huawei. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Huawei?
Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. A threat. National security threat. You took money from them. They have strong ties to the CCP. And look, any Chinese business or businessman or anybody of any wealth, basically, in China, has strong ties to the Chinese Communist Party, or they don't stick around too long, one way or another.
Yeah.
So, they've been described as a company that benefits from substantial support from the Chinese government through direct subsidies and military-civil fusion initiatives. They collaborate with military affiliates on significant projects, including data aggregation from vehicles and technology sharing with state-owned enterprises. Yeah. Collecting data. Hmm. That's one of the things that...
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, we have to be concerned about. Yep. So anyway, $50,000 for the Kamala campaign.
Wow.
Strong tie. Did I mention? Strong ties to the CCP. Now, that's not a lot of money. Not compared to Bill Gates' money.
Oh, he's got money.
He just whipped out $50 million. For Kamala.
Wow.
But what is that to someone who's a billionaire?
Yeah.
$50 million.
Yeah, what would that relate to just an everyday average person? Is that $100? Is that $1,000? What is that? $25? I don't know. What you got in your wallet? What is that?
Yeah, it's probably like $50.
Yeah.
Billionaire, Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates reportedly gave $50 million to a nonprofit organization supporting VP Kamala. Three sources confirmed to the New York Times Bill Gates donated to Future Forward, though he reportedly wanted the donation to remain private, considering he often does not endorse presidential candidates. Social media in support of Harris' campaign celebrated the news of his donation. But don't worry. These people have nothing to do with, leaked information about Israel's plan to attack Iran. Yeah.
Okay.
They kind of are like the party of leakers, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a walking, talking advertisement for Depends. That's how much leaking is going. Actually, no, the Depends don't leak. They're a walking, talking advertisement for the Chinese company. That makes adult diapers. How's that?
Yeah, because it's a copy that doesn't work as well.
Thank you. According to the New York Times, Gates expressed dissatisfaction with a second Trump term in a private phone call. Though he did not say he is open to work with either he is open to work with either administration. Yes.
Hmm.
Whoever. Think of it like Mr. Burns,
yes.
right?
You know, yes.
He's
hands are rubbing his hands together. Going, whoever wants to genetically alter all of society and humankind, I can work with them. Yes, I can work with them.
I think you nailed it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The donation from Gates comes after Forbes found 81 billionaires, back Harris, compared to a paltry 50 billionaires supporting Trump.
So who really is supporting rich people, or who are rich people really supporting because they want something out of
the campaign? Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying all those billionaires want to start paying their fair share?
Yes.
Ha!
That's what I'm saying.
Wow. That is interesting.
Yeah, good timing.
Coming up next, things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you can share with us, brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. So call in now, 877-975-9825. Plenty to smile about. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for you to call in. Upbeat positive thoughts we're looking for. We call it Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Pete. What's making you smile?
Well, I don't remember the context, but recently somebody was having a conversation about Jesus and cars. And I think I can end a discussion and settle it. It's obvious that Jesus would drive a 12-passenger van. Thank you, guys.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, they followed him everywhere he went. So there you go. I think that's convenient. That's smart.
Let's go to Lars from Mars. What's making you smile?
Good morning. It is a beautiful and glorious day. I'm on the green side of the grass. And as my dad used to say, son, if you're on the green side, that's okay. Because if you're on the brown side, you don't know about that right away. That comes later and there's some sort of judgment attached to it. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Wow, there's a whole regular Jesus theme going on here.
Yeah. Yeah.
What would Jesus drive? Is that a new bracelet? I don't think so.
Let's find out who this is.
Okay, go ahead.
Who's this? Hello, you're on Things That Make You Smile.
Hey, Bob, it's Nostradamus. Yeah. It's making me smile as I'm still cleaning up from the storms, and I'm making some headway. I still got a long way to go, but my daughter stopped by the other day and brought her new dachshund puppy to meet me.
Oh.
And a cute little thing, and we had a great time just hanging out and eating persimmons. So it was a great day.
All right.
Yeah.
Greg loves his dachshund.
Barrett. If you don't know what he's named after, look it up.
Yeah.
50 caliber.
It's a caliber thing.
That's right. Hey, you know, the Sky being the official radio sponsor of the Ronald McDonald House.
Yes.
Coming up Saturday, it is Oktoberfest at Audi Gainesville. It starts at 10 o'clock. Come on out, have some brats, have some smoked chicken, maybe get into the VIP tent. It's bigger this year, and it's going to be a blast. And I know we love the fact that Tom actually brings the band in from Germany. You don't get more authentic than that.
Yeah, he flies them all the way in from Munich. I mean, it is totally legit. The brats are great, roasted chicken. Mm-mm-mm. And all of the proceeds go to benefit the Ronald McDonald House and their ability to help people that have sick kids in the hospital and take care of those people when they're going through some of the most difficult challenges possibly of their lives.
Yeah, that makes us smile because we love helping families, love what they do in our community. We love that the Sky and the Bob Rose Show can be a part of it.
Don't you go anywhere. We're not quite finished yet. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, which is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. That's next.
If you're a moron who thinks that a violent murderer is the same as an innocent baby.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Presidential nominee VP Kamala Harris and her surrogates have been attacking former President Donald Trump for using the phrase "the enemy within" to describe his political opponents. But in 2021, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi said, "We'll probably need a supplemental funding bill for more security for members